Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This is the Sunday Science Supplement for September 19th. I'm Dr. Nikki Ackermans, and today we're going to break down one of the science headlines of the week. On Friday, we talked about a Nature publication by Google AI scientists that showed how a deep learning system could detect abnormal chest x-rays with an accuracy rivaling that of professional radiologists. The system only detects whether a chest scan is normal or not, and is not trained to detect specific conditions. The goal here is to increase productivity and efficiency of radiologists' clinical process. Let's examine some AI x-ray science. First of all, how do x-rays work? X-rays are a type of radiation energy wave that can go through relatively thick objects without being absorbed or scattered very much. X-rays have shorter wavelengths than visible light, which makes them invisible to the human eye. For medical applications, a vacuum X-ray tube accelerates electrons to collide with a metal anode and creates X-rays. These rays are then directed towards the intended target, like a broken arm, for example, and then picked up by digital detectors called image plates on the other side. Different body tissues absorb X-rays differently, so the high amount of calcium in bones, for example, makes them especially efficient at X-ray absorption and thus highly visible on the image detector. Soft tissues like lungs are slightly lighter but also visible, making X-ray an efficient method to diagnose pneumonia or pleural effusion, which is fluid in the lungs, for example. According to this latest Nature publication, approximately 837 million chest x-rays are obtained yearly worldwide. That is a lot of pictures for radiologists to look at, and it can lead to longer wait times and diagnosis delays. And of course, this is why there's interest in developing AI tools to streamline the process. Many algorithms have already been developed, but are rather aimed at detecting specific problems on an x-ray. The Google AI scientists, however, developed a deep learning system capable of sorting chest x-rays into either normal or abnormal data, intending to lighten the caseload on radiologists. In the Nature study, a convolutional neural network was trained on 6 independent datasets from India, China, and the US. The fact that the datasets were independent made sure that random biases that frequently appear with AI training, like detecting the brand of equipment used to make the image rather than the abnormality in the image, didn't appear in the model. The model was first trained on broad clinical datasets and then tested on datasets including diseases that it was not yet trained to detect, namely tuberculosis and COVID-19. The images were all scaled to the same size and resolution and then randomly selected from these datasets to test the system's performance and then compared against the radiologist's case notes for that image. The results showed that the deep learning system's sensitivity for ruling out normal chest x-rays was on par with professional radiologists. For the untrained datasets on tuberculosis and COVID-19, the results were less precise, and the researchers hope to train the model on a larger variety of COVID-19 cases for more accurate detection in the future. In certain cases of pleural effusion, enlarged cardiac silhouette, and lung nodules, the system actually outperformed the radiologist, suggesting that this deep learning system could be a valuable tool in emergency medicine, and it could also potentially lower the case turnaround time from 7 to 28%. Being that it's a new technique, some things still need to be improved. Firstly, the limited range of abnormal chest x-rays used in the network training, and secondly, a more precise training for diseases like COVID-19 and TB, which are especially variable and difficult to diagnose. Overall, this new model serves to augment radiologists' jobs rather than replace them altogether. The research group has made their training data set freely accessible to ease future work on AI radiography models. Hopefully, increased data sets and further deep learning system training will continue to make this problem easier to see through. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. You can suggest which science headline you want me to cover next week by tweeting at Daily Tech News SH. And you can find me at Ackerman's Nicole on Twitter. And I also host a non-science podcast called Stories Your Granny Never Told. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.